This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Living in the limelight, the universal being for those who wish to be. Those who wish to be.
We are here live this time to the studio set up. Some guests lined up. People will like joining us. Again, Owen Stroyer and Leanne McAdoo are here. You got Bill and Melinda Gates that fund the open borders. They're even worse than George Soros. And they fund the gun control, all of it. And then they've got a thing set up where when they set up the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, it's got to be 20-something years ago, started putting money in tax-exempt with Ted Turner, their wealth all basically doubled. So they operate tax-exempt. And then, quote, all their money and their riches and their palaces and helicopters are just in there, so they're tax exempt. They've brought back the old trust that Teddy Roosevelt supposedly broke up in 1906. And if you're in that globalist club like Winfrey was allowed into, there's only maybe 15 of them in there, Zuckerberg's in it, you basically stop paying taxes. Then they lobby all day for, quote, raising taxes on rich people, saying they're not paying enough, and then raise it on the middle class. Trump's trying to stop all of that. Leanne McAdoo.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's just really interesting when you have all those same people in the room that they're constantly pushing for depopulation of the planet because there's so much waste, and then they're flying around on their planes. They've got 11 houses. You know, it's the exact opposite, and then they want to say how great they are.
11 houses. Bill Gates has, like, 70,000 square foot compounds. I mean,
right.
Command bases, underground redoubts. I mean,
right.
He's behind weather weapons, everything.
Yeah, Winfrey has a huge compound in Chicago, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's just insane the way that they try to push and make us feel guilty. And then you'll hear people say, oh, well, wasn't it last year, a year or two ago, they said, oh, well, he donated all of his money to charity. Yeah, his own charity, so that he wouldn't get taxed on it. I mean,
I'm going to explain this again. I've talked to lawyers. It's on the books. The IRS comes after you. I can't put, say, $1 million, you know, in a foundation to protect it and save it and be tax exempt, so I can maybe fund, you know, say, pro human initiatives or something. They don't let little guys do it. Only the select boys, just like Enron, you know, had Arthur Anderson. They're left alone because the government they control doesn't prosecute them. Google's allowed to do stuff that nobody else can do. Illegal spying, you name it, because Obama protected them. That's all coming to an end with Trump. That's why they're crapping their drawers. And Trump isn't doing this to amass more power to himself. He is literally devolving it back to the states. How epic is that? And notice, pedophile rings are getting rolled up nationwide now, all over the country, because the gloves are off.
Right. Well, I know there's quite a few stories out now where they're just talking about how Donald Trump has inherited this really powerful FBI and this secret government. And they were perfectly fine with this massive surveillance state happening under Obama. They truly thought that they were going to be in power forever. But now that Donald Trump is in power, they're thinking, oh, my gosh, they can spy on journalists or they can put anyone under FBI surveillance with just...
Oh, they loved Obama persecuting the press,
right,
and all the rest of it. But then Trump says you ought to be able to sue somebody when they lie about you. You're like, oh, you want to hurt the press. You're censoring us. When Obama signed a law 2 weeks before Trump got in, putting the CIA over the media. Now, again, that's his leftist at the CIA, and that was going to be Brennan. Now it's not that way.
Right. And they're also talking about, you know, the Republicans, how they it's a stolen seat. This Neil, the nominee for a stolen seat here with a SCOTUS appointment. Well, they all were really under the impression that Hillary Clinton, she was going to get to choose. So it's
absolutely
almost like what are they pushing back against?
Well, I'm going to make one final announcement here, and then I've got to go. So you guys can come in until Stone's ready with whatever's going on there with their booking of guests or whatever's happening. But just to be clear here, I'm going to be on the Joe Rogan Experience about an hour and a half for several hours. We're going to link to the live feed at Infowars.com in the next hour so people can share that link on Twitter and Facebook. And as I try to, you know, inform
His audience of tens of millions. So I'm here in Los Angeles to see my old friend Joe Rogan. That's coming up. I'm going to turn this over to Leanne McAdoo and Owen Schroyer. Stay with us. We'll be right back with hopefully Roger Stone as well. Thank you to the crew and the rest of everybody making this possible, including Buckley. All right, I'm Alex Jones. Please support the broadcast. They're trying to censor us. Never forget that. Spread the link, spread the videos, and take advantage of the deals at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all.
Dad, I'm really afraid of what's happening with the economy. There's too much civil unrest, too much terrorism, and unstable global markets. I'm tired of riding the ups and downs of the market. It reminds me of 2008. I was caught off guard then. How do I prepare for the worst now? What'll I do if the dollar collapses?
You gotta stop worrying, son, and take action. It's time to think about a precious metals private storage IRA or an investment in silver with the Gold Silver Group. Like I said before, you insure your house, your car, your kids, and your life. Don't you think it's time to insure your wealth?
Call Gold Silver Group at 800-676-0821. Learn how easy it is to set up your own precious metals private storage IRA and how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. Gold Silver Group can satisfy any of your precious metals investment needs. Receive your gold and silver fully insured and privately delivered to your door. Call Gold Silver Group, 800-676-0821, 800-676-0821.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you very much. I'm Roger Stone, following the great Alex Jones. You know, at InfoWars, we work right up to the last minute to bring you breaking news. And I was on the phone with sources and double-checking some extraordinary, I think, news that we are going to get into later on in the show. It is extraordinary for me this week because we launched my new book, The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated a Revolution. Now, first of all, I want to thank Alex Jones yesterday for his comments on the actual day of the launch of this book. This is an important book in which Alex Jones and Matt Drudge and James O'Keefe and Steve Bannon, and there are so many
intimate details that people don't know about this election. Yeah, it's a big picture look at how Donald Trump understood how disaffected Americans were, how tired they were of globalism, our shrinking job market, being humiliated around the globe, being harnessed with billions in debt, paying for unjust or unwarranted foreign wars, having our phones and our emails tapped and watching our civil liberties being eroded, the American people finally figured out that the system was rigged, as Donald Trump has said repeatedly. But this is also the first time in the history of our nation in which we reached an important tipping point. The mainstream media, ABC, NBC, CBS, they've lost their monopoly. They can no longer feed us their propaganda, confident that we can't find the facts and the truth elsewhere. And that is no longer the case. Thanks to journalists like Matt Drudge and Alex Jones and the late Breitbart, who is a great pal of mine, by the way, and now Stephen Bannon, who inherited Andrew Breitbart's mantle. Tucker Carlson in the Daily Caller, the folks at Town Hall, so many other, the people at the American Spectator. By the way, the American Spectator has a terrific piece on their cover about how Alex Jones and Roger Stone used the famous Clinton rape t-shirt to break through the mainstream media blackout of Bill Clinton's history as a sexual predator and Hillary's role in covering it up. Was it crude? Was it over the top? Yes, it was. And it was necessary, and it was effective. Again, the details can be found in the making of the president. But when Alex Jones announced that anybody who was seen on television wearing this shirt would get a $1,000 bounty, and that if they yelled, "Bill Clinton is a rapist," audibly, and their appearance was legal, in other words, no crashing a closed set or a closed studio, that he would make it $5,000, this phenomena became widespread. It's funny about how no one in the mainstream media reported of the dozens and dozens of televised incidents of young patriots standing up with their rape t-shirts. Or how the mainstream media didn't tell you about the young man in New York City who was savagely beaten by NBC security guards, not just removed, but beaten. Only this week, NBC argued in court that the young man should have known that he was going to be beaten. So with that, I want to really focus on what I think is the number one danger to the United States, the number one danger to the Trump administration, indeed, the number one threat to the future of our freedom, and that would be billionaire George Soros. Joining us now is Franklin Brothers, who is one of the most respected researchers that I have worked with, and a man who has been watching George Soros with a focus to try to inform us and keep us up to date on what Soros is up to. So, Dr. Brothers, thank you, and welcome to InfoWars.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, you've been, I know, doing quite a bit of research in this area. I know you're working on a documentary, and you're not prepared to talk about that yet, but George Soros' name seems to be popping up around the globe. Having just spent, who knows, $1 billion to try to install his puppet, Hillary Clinton, and failed, he did not lose a step, not a moment, not a beat, before he began financing an attempt to wrench the election away from Donald Trump. I would remind InfoWars listeners and viewers that it was Soros who financed the recount in Wisconsin, the failed recount in Michigan, and the recount in Pennsylvania, all of which yielded nothing. So, Dr. Brothers, Tell us what George Soros is up to.
Well, today I think the story is the short. George Soros is shorting the markets. He seems to know something. Typically, he does seem to know things. He moves the markets, and that's how he makes a lot of his money. He's a destabilizer, and by destabilizing entire economies, he makes billions and billions of dollars. And in fact, be told, I don't think that anybody really knows exactly how much money he has. So it's just another mechanism that he uses, and if it causes untold suffering, untold catastrophe and calamity, well, that's just an opportunity to buy for him.
No surprise that we learned that Soros was a major funder of the Women's March immediately after the Trump inauguration. I guess that didn't surprise you.
Not at all. It was not direct. He didn't like write checks to the or issue cash cards to the individual protesters. He has a series of dozens of organizations that he funnels money to. And being as he's the primary funder of these organizations, you could almost say that he was the organization. But via proxies and various shell games with corporations and various other filing techniques, he tries to shield himself from that. But we have been putting the pieces together, and yes, it all leads back to him.
Now, I reported right here on InfoWars well over six, perhaps 7 months ago, that the violence that was taking place at the Trump rallies, violence that was being blamed on Donald Trump, was in fact financed by George Soros. That's why it wasn't surprising that the hoodlums and punks that were throwing rocks and bottles and eggs and bottles of urine and baggies of Clorox meant to blind people during the president's inauguration, well, that was funded by Soros, too. My question is an obvious one, and I am not an attorney, I am proud to say. But if Soros, who is clearly an international criminal, is paying people to advocate violence and the assassination of the president of the United States, why, with a crime like that, could the next attorney general not issue a warrant for his arrest? People have been injured and in some cases, I imagine, killed based on this man's treachery. Do you think there is a possibility that the Trump administration would pursue such a remedy to this worldwide problem?
Well, certainly there are a list of recourses that can be applied to him and his assets here in this country. And the problem that we have is that there hasn't been any will, no will to do these things. Subversion is the word I think you're looking for, and the activities can all be grouped into that one heading. And there are copious laws on the books for subversion. And I believe quite clearly his activities would take up the mantle of subversion and wear it quite readily. However, you need to have somebody who's willing to prosecute. You need to have somebody who would first investigate and assemble a grand jury and subpoena all the necessary people. And that requires political will. Does Donald Trump have that will? No question in my mind. Do the people around him have that will? I think that remains to be seen.
This is, I would have to say, the first election in my lifetime in which the losers have demonstrated their intention to topple the government almost immediately. President Donald Trump, who is not a career politician, has gotten no honeymoon out of Washington, hasn't in any way gotten the benefit of the doubt. I say the man has been president for less than 2 weeks. Give him a chance. Now, I agree with what Alex Jones said yesterday. I like where he's headed. A man of action on immigration, on Obamacare, overturning some of the more ridiculous excesses of Barack Obama. But something that is more little known happened this week in Washington. The White House exercised its prerogative over all departments with a legal document that says that no decisions can be made on any issue, big or small, without White House approval. So the left-wing bureaucrats that are left in the administration of Barack Obama, who, after all, vacated the second and third levels of the government, is now being run by hostile bureaucrats. We'll be back. We'll be back with a lot more on InfoWars. Thank you, Dr. Brothers.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you. Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her 1 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And this week only, we'll also include free chocolates. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get 1 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates, starting at $19.99. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. That's proflowers.com, code 9494.
Dad, I'm really afraid of what's happening with the economy. There's too much civil unrest, too much terrorism, and unstable global markets. I'm tired of riding the ups and downs of the market. It reminds me of 2008. I was caught off guard then. How do I prepare for the worst now? What'll I do if the dollar collapses?
You gotta stop worrying, son, and take action. It's time to think about a precious metals private storage IRA or an investment in silver with the Gold Silver Group. Like I said before, you insure your house, your car, your kids, and your life. Don't you think it's time to insure your wealth?
Call Gold Silver Group at 800-676-0821. Learn how easy it is to set up your own precious metals private storage IRA and how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. Gold Silver Group can satisfy any of your precious metals investment needs. Receive your gold and silver fully insured and privately delivered to your door. Call Gold Silver Group, 800-676-0821. 800-676-0821.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Infowars.
Tell the folks
I'm Roger Stone.
Make the way to fly.
sitting in for Alex Jones. You know, the important, in fact, the vital work that is done here at InfoWars really requires the support of like-minded individuals. I know the elitists on the left make fun of me when I talk about the terrific supplements and products at InfoWarsStore.com. The truth is, I was using alternative healing, natural supplements, Chinese medicines, long before I met Alex Jones, and long before I learned that the products at InfoWars.com's store are superior to anything you can get in a health food store, and virtually anything that you can get online. There's no filler. There's no phonies. These products are tested, and without a sufficient number of testimonials from satisfied users, you won't find them on the site anymore. Alex Jones and his team use the best scientists and researchers and others to ensure they are getting pure ingredients that provide results. Alex won't put his name on anything that is second rate or deemed to be fraudulent. So if you can buy, for example, their Super Male Vitality product for, you know, your vim, your vigor, your the bounce in your step, this is a fine product. Now, there you can find other male vitality projects out there on the market, and this product is so good that we have trouble keeping up with the demand. This is something that I think every man, regardless of whether you're in your 20s and just trying to keep up, or if you are in your older years and you're looking for it for that spark and that vitality, male virility. This product is terrific, and you can get it now at InfoWars.com. And remember, you're supporting the revolution. You're financing the extraordinary investigative journalism of Paul Joseph Watson. You are financing the reports of David Knight and Owen Schroyer and other alternative journalists who are putting CNN to shame, who are embarrassing the mainstream media every day. So it's win-win. Help us help you. Go to the InfoWars.com store. I am very, very happy now to be joined by one of the most distinguished lawyers in the country, a man who is the great nephew of President Richard M. Nixon, Tyler Nixon, Esquire, attorney at law, activist, and man about town. Thanks for joining us at InfoWars.
Great to be with you, Roger, as always.
You know, you and I were talking the other day, handicapping the Supreme Court on the my radio show, The Stone Cold Truth, and you were lamenting, as I was, the fact that there were not more libertarians on the official list of conservatives that President Trump said he would choose from. That said, of all those on the list, with perhaps the exception, exception of Texas Judge Don Willett, who I think is a good man and a real libertarian, I think in Gorsuch, the president has chosen a diamond. This is a guy who is openly skeptical of government. This is a judge who doesn't believe that the government should have presumptions in criminal cases. About an hour ago, because I knew we would be talking about this, I reached out for Judge Andrew Napolitano, who told me Neil Gorsuch is a worthy successor to Anton Scalia. Judge Napolitano was, of course, an acolyte, a protege, and a friend of Judge Scalia for the last 10 years of his life. So, Tyler, give us your take on Judge Gorsuch and where this goes.
Well, first of all, Antonin Scalia came actually and visited my Georgetown University undergrad judicial colloquium, courtesy of the great Dr. George Carey in 1994. And everybody wanted to ask him about all kinds of questions.
You know, Tyler, we're going to pick this up on the other side because I think everybody wants to know what the impact will be of this appointment. So I thank you for joining us at InfoWars. Go to the InfoWars store. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Tyler Nixon.
Thank you. the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you very much for coming back to InfoWars. Proud to be sitting in for my friend Alex Jones. And on the line with us still is Tyler Nixon, nephew of former President Richard Nixon, one of the most erudite and learned attorneys that I know, a man who's been handicapping the Supreme Court, jockeying very closely. Tyler, you were going to tell us your view on Judge Gorsuch.
Yes, yeah. Well, just to trace it back to Scalia, Justice Scalia came and was a surprise guest at a class I took at Georgetown years ago. I asked him about the Second Amendment, which was kind of an offbeat question. He said, "Oh, we'll never take it up. We'll never take up that question." Well, not 2 decades later, they did take up the question, or actually, less probably a decade later, took up the question and ruled on it. So you never know in the Supreme Court. You never know in the court what are going to become live questions. Neil Gorsuch is absolutely another just masterstroke by Donald Trump, confounding his opponents, his enemies, his haters. He's picked someone who is truly a constitutionalist and originalist in the best sense of the word, a really mild-mannered, apparently as well, just good gentleman, a decent, a truly decent man. He's a native of Colorado. He's an outdoorsman. By all accounts, is just an extremely good temperament as a jurist, and also thoughtful, writes very readable opinions for you know, accessible to the average person. He doesn't do contortions and backflips. And, you know, in order to drive his opinion or to drive his reasoning through, no matter what the case. And I think his best quote was that, you know, a judge who agrees with every one of his own decisions is probably not a good judge. But to sort of stand in for the great Judge Napolitano, he said it best when I think he said that, which I've agreed with for many years, you hear about judicial activism, you don't want judicial activists on the court. Well, when it comes to our constitutional rights, when it comes to the protection of the individual, when it comes to restraining the power of the Leviathan federal government, the national unitary government we have, we absolutely want activist judges in that sense. We want guardians of liberty and guardians of justice there. We do not want these rubber stamp judges who are worse than being statists, national statists, and authoritarians in a sense, are going out of their way to justify what isn't even in the law to empower the government, particularly with regard to law enforcement, with regard to the criminal, various inventions of crimes, the sort of three crimes a day deal. And Judge Gorsuch, soon to be Justice Gorsuch, is absolutely against over-criminalization as well at the federal level. Go ahead.
That's a great assessment. Tyler, I thank you for joining us. We've got to move along because we have some breaking news here that I want to get to. So many thanks Tyler Nixon. Come back and join us again.
Will do.
Joining us now, Zilli Danto is an attorney, a poet, a playwright, an activist for human rights in Haiti. And the situation in Haiti is grave. Not only was the nation of Haiti raped by the federal government under Barack Obama and raped by the federal government under Bill Clinton as a special UN advisor or controller, but also raped by Hillary Clinton and her State Department. The people of Haiti were hit by a horrific hurricane. They needed housing and roads and hospitals and schools. And hundreds of millions, if not billions, were raised by the great people of this world and by a benevolent federal government. And none of that money was used to restore the nation of Haiti. Dr. Zanto, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Roger, for having me.
So I know that this story that you're going to lay out for people does not have a happy ending, but review for us what the Clintons have done to Haiti, how they have inserted a puppet government now through election fraud, what that puppet government is doing, and what we can expect from President Trump.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. And I haven't spoken to you since the election, so congratulations. I know how hard you worked. And we also worked very, very hard to try to have Mrs. Clinton and Bill Clinton not be a third term for Obama. But though you guys won, we won in the United States, we are losing in Haiti. There was an election on November 20th, after 2 weeks after the presidential election in the United States, and this is the second time that election was run. The first time it was run was in 2015, and there was massive fraud by his name is Jovenel Moïse. He's a consultant created, Washington-backed, Obama-Clinton candidate. And there was such massive fraud the first time in 2015 that Haiti had to rerun the election. The Clintons are not letting go, people. They are committing absolute fraud with this man. He had an election on November 20th. They said that he won more than 50% of the vote. All of the his top opposition asked for a verification. They went to the verification tabulation center and found on the first day that 77% of the vote for this Washington-backed Clinton donor candidate, Jovenel Moïse, who's currently under investigation before he even gets inaugurated, which is supposed to be this February 7th. He's under investigation for money laundering. He has also been accused of having a drug strip in this business that he has. No one in Haiti knew this guy a year ago. He was created by Antonia Sola, Washington consultant, in order to continue the plundering that you just mentioned with regards to Mr. The Clintons in Haiti, because they had a doctorate election in 2011 after the earthquake with Michel Martelly. He was the carnival singer, very crass man. It's all written up now. Everybody knows that that election was doctored by the Clinton and Cheryl Mills. Now they're doing it again, and they're trying to push him through before Donald Trump gets a chance to look at what's going on. And we're hoping that Donald Trump pays attention, because the whole political party is a bunch of drug dealers, money launderers, criminals that these Clinton folks can blackmail. And they're trying to put them on top of the Haitian people. And we're asking Donald Trump, who promised to champion us. We worked really hard to get him elected. We want him to pay attention to what's going on. We don't want this inauguration to happen.
Well, I was very privileged to march with several hundred Haitian Americans and other Haitians outside the office of New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman when Schneiderman opened an investigation into the Trump Foundation, but refused to open an investigation into the Clinton Foundation and its illegal activities in Haiti. So I have been, my consciousness has been raised on this issue. Like you, I have been hopeful that President Trump will wipe these corrupt money launderers, these gangsters, and correct me if I'm wrong, Zilli, has the regime not been tied to child sex trafficking, to prostitution? This is a wide open business for these people.
You know, the UN absolutely has been tied to all kinds of raping 6-year-old children in exchange for food. This whole oligarchy that controls Haiti, they have billions of dollars. They are working with the Clintons and in order to take our petrol, our gas, our oil, our gold, and they don't want another president that is not connected to them, because they want all the decrees that Martelly put together. They want those decrees to continue, those decrees to be validated. And the World Bank, which is Clinton's buddy there at the World Bank, Jim Yong Kim, had amended the Haitian constitution, and they have to have a Haitian parliament and a Haitian president to put it over Haitians' head in order to take our shorelines, our gold, our oil. And that's really what this is about. This is about taking Haiti's resources and continuing to plunder. And yes, there is organ trafficking that we know about with these NGOs. And we know about definitely the raping and trafficking of Haitian children. It's going on by the rich, by those with power.
Well, now we turn to the part of this that really I find astounding, something I learned less than an hour ago. Zilli, as you know, Omarosa Manigault is of Haitian descent. She, of course, starred on The Apprentice. She is a top aide to President Donald Trump. Surely she will educate the president about what has really happened in Haiti and how the people of Haiti have been raped, how the country is being pillaged, how Clintons and their foundation and their globalist buddies are getting rich, and why this government should be seated. Aren't you confident that she will do that?
I don't know, Miss Manigault, but if she is the person that's supposed to be educating President Trump about Haiti, then that hasn't happened. This is the election happened on November 8th. We have never been contacted. I have been told that folks that are connecting to Trump are folks that are part of the Clinton Foundation. I actually didn't know that Omarosa Manigault was of Haitian descent.
I believe that she has some Haitian heritage, but I guess my more important question here was rhetorical, because I hear what you hear. I hear Amorosa is ushering the wrong people into seeing the president. I hear Amorosa is advocating for the Clinton-positioned gangster coup d'etat in which they stole an election to install a confection, a consultant-created puppet, so that the rape of Haiti can continue. Now, I met Amorosa at the inauguration. She seems like a perfectly nice lady. I enjoyed her on The Apprentice. But my sources tell me that perhaps her understanding of the geopolitics and the most recent horrific past of Haiti may not be in sync with the president's views and may not be fully informed about this government and who is really pulling the strings. I know that she has a close personal relationship with an important Haitian power broker. Zilly, can you fill us in on that?
Yes. I know that, and I truly hope that Donald Trump is listening to you, Roger, and other folks who actually worked so hard to get him elected, and not folks that are coming out of nowhere now. I know now, for instance, because I looked up Miss Manigault, that she's very connected to Ron Daniels. Now, Ron Daniels is a Clinton foundation apologist person. He's a George Soros apologist person. He gets his money from these folks. And I know that he came out, even though Haitians are screaming about this fraud, this massive electoral fraud, he came out. This is an African-American. He came out and he said that there was no fraud. Everything was fine. And if he's the one that's advising Manigault, then we have the wrong person, and they really need to get in touch with me. They need to get in touch with you. They need to get in touch with not the folks that were not there when, you know, establishment Republicans weren't supporting Donald Trump. And we were here, and we've paid a price. And frankly, the thing is, February 7th is coming in. Haiti cannot afford another 5 years. Just like everyone here did not want the horror of another third term of Obama, we can't afford, even less than America could afford, another 5 years of Hillary Clinton in Haiti. And they're bringing in, when I tell you they're bringing in kidnappers, assassins, we're talking about people who actually have DEA wanted indictments that they're bringing in. And a president who's already under an investigation for corruption right now before he's even inaugurated. That's the type of people that Clintons want to put on top of us. And I am telling everyone, and I hope Donald Trump and his people see this. If Amorosa is the person that's in charge of connecting them with verifiable people in Haiti, that's about democracy, institutionalizing the rule of law and draining the Clinton swamp, she's not doing the job that she's supposed to do. And definitely, if Ron Daniels is involved at all with Donald Trump through Amorosa, he's getting the wrong information.
Well, I do know this, that Amorosa, regardless of her personal heritage, outreach to people of color is her portfolio. I hope all of my sources are wrong. But it sounds to me like she's bringing the wrong people to the table. It would be horrific if this administration continued the rape of Haiti. Black lives matter, unless you're Haitian, which case they don't seem to matter at all. One thing I think Donald Trump can do is to reverse that and get justice and a superior quality of life and constitutional freedom, a government free of corruption for the Haitian people. That is a worthy goal. Thank you very much. And let me thank you particularly for your writings. You are a fighter. I know you've been on top of this. I read everything that you write and keep fighting, keep slugging. And I suggest you reach out to Amorosa. Because she should hear it directly from you. Thank you, Dr.
I hope you're watching this, and thank you so much, very much. And everyone can look at my ezelydanto.com to keep up, and we really need February 7th to be stopped. This inauguration of this absolute corrupt electoral coup d'etat of the Clintons. The Clintons' parting gift to Haiti is for another 5 years of a dictatorship occupation, and we want that to stop. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Zill Danto, poet, activist, freedom fighter, and attorney, who brought me extraordinary news that White House aide Omarosa Miguel has been ushering in a dialogue with the most left-wing Clinton-connected elements of the Haitian scandal. I hope that she hears about this broadcast, and I hope that she will study what has really happened in Haiti. Before I sign off, I want to tell you that my book, The Making of the President 2016, if you buy it from InfoWars, you'll get gratis from me a signature and an inscription. So go to the InfoWarsStore.com store now, and we'll see you on the other side.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you. Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And this week only, we'll also include free chocolates. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates, starting at $19.99. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. That's proflowers.com, code 9494.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
InfoWars. I'm sitting in for the legendary Alex Jones, and privileged to do so. And there's a big story in Washington, and I think people outside the Beltway don't kind of get it because, you know, unless you're plugged into the bureaucracy and the jockeying going around the new administration, you may not understand the import. Politico reports that White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus told Anthony Scaramucci, a former hedge fund executive who is a very adept fundraiser for Donald Trump, who ended up being a liaison to many of the key business communities that were pro-Trump, a prodigious fundraiser, a man very respected among conservatives, among libertarians, and particularly respected among those who were Trump loyalists. It was reported that because of the complicated financial transaction in which he sold his business in order to be able to say yes to the president's invitation to serve as liaison to the business community in a White House post, because delays of his government ethics approvals due to the complicated nature of that sale of his company would take some time, and that the White House Chief of Staff, Reince Priebus, had asked Mr. Scaramucci because they did not want to leave the post vacant for 90 days to step aside. Well, it turns out, Politico learned later, that a rapprochement was reached, and now, despite a brief assertion by White House spokesperson Sean Spicer that Scaramucci's status was uncertain, we now know that the chief of staff has reached out to the solid conservative and well-respected Scaramucci to tell him that indeed they will try to expedite the process to ensure that he meets all of the government ethics requirements. It would be a blow to those who are loyal to Donald Trump. It would be an insult to those who were opposed to his candidacy but are now involved in this administration. For a fine patriot and somebody as widely respected as Anthony Scaramucci to be forced out of the administration. I know that the president is very high on Anthony. I know that the president has confidence in his ability. So I am happy to report that this story, buzzing around the Beltway, even as we speak, appears to have a happy ending. And now I can't resist the chance to remind you yet again, now available in stores, launched yesterday, The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated a Revolution. If you buy it at InfoWars, you will get a signed copy by the author, yours truly, with the thanks for helping InfoWars. So please, help us make the New York Times best-selling list. You want to kick the globalists in the ass? Make this book number one. And thanks for joining us at InfoWars.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.